California is entering a dangerous heat wave over the Labor Day weekend, with record-breaking heat expected in some areas and a related strain on the electrical system, and even fears of rolling blackouts. Wednesday afternoon, Governor Gavin Newsom spoke about the heat wave, the climate crisis, and his response.
No one denies heat waves have existed long before climate change, but their duration and their intensity have never been more challenging.
Shortly before he spoke, the California Independent System Operator, or ISO, that runs the state's electrical grid, announced a flex alert, asking people to turn up their thermostats and use less electricity in the coming days, especially between 4 and 9 p.m. Newsom announced his own action.
Just a few moments ago, I signed an executive order, something very familiar to all of us here in California. We did it last year and the year before, as I said, many other states offering similar approach to allow us a little bit more flexibility across the spectrum in terms of procuring supply at the same time to prepare. So demand response, try to get the reduction that you're accustomed to and have been so successful at in the past, and address the supply needs by creating some more flexibility.
Newsom talked about the importance of addressing both the supply side and the demand side of energy use, noting, for example, that California's extended drought has slashed water in reservoirs available for hydropower, while another aspect of climate change, increased heat, increases demand for electricity. The flex alert deals with electricity demand. The executive order takes some short-term actions to increase supply. For example, it will allow ships in port to keep running their engines instead of using electricity from the port, freeing up electricity in the grid, but also increasing air pollution from ships. Another controversial part of the plan is Newsom's last-minute legislative proposal to extend the operating life of Diablo Canyon Nuclear Power Plant by 5 years. Diablo Canyon is the state's only working nuclear power station. Newsom says that's part of an energy plan and also part of a climate plan.
Because that energy does not produce greenhouse gases, that energy provides baseload and reliability and affordability that will complement and allow us to stack all of the green energy that we're bringing online at record rates.
Newsom says the actions will help deal with the heat wave and also help accelerate the transition to a greener economy. He's also counting on the legislature to take final action on climate and energy legislation.
As I speak, the legislature, this is the last day of the legislative session, it ends this evening, they are working to advance three critical efforts, part of our energy plan and part of our climate plan. An additional $1 billion that they will be putting forward, they're debating it as we speak, we'll hopefully get it done this evening, an additional $1 billion for clean energy projects, and appropriately, under the circumstances, $800 million for extreme heat mitigation.
There's little doubt action is urgently needed on climate and energy issues. Wednesday, the American Meteorological Society released a report saying last year saw record greenhouse gas emissions, global sea level rise, and ocean heat increase. The same day, a climate meeting of the G20 largest economies in Indonesia failed to agree on a joint communique. But Newsom says California is pushing forward.
I'm more resolved than ever. I'm more enthusiastic about the future than I've ever been. I mean that. And I'm so grateful for the members of the California legislature for everything they've done in this historic package, this climate package, the work they'll do today to help us de-risk and get over the finish line, the remaining components of our energy plan and our climate package. And I look forward to making sure these investments are made in real time. Let us work together.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.